Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. While the province is experiencing a decrease in daily new cases of COVID-19, our region is bucking that trend. Today, the Porcupine Health Unit reports 31 new cases, bringing the total during the pandemic to 771. 28 are in Timmins, there are two somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, and one between Fauquier and Opisatika. The number of currently active cases sits at 167. For the third day in a row, the COVID-19 curve appears to be dipping across Ontario, with fewer than 3,000 new cases reported. Today's number is 2,320. The death toll is now 8,374, with another 32 people having died. All the other rules still apply, such as making an appointment. However, dose number one of a COVID-19 vaccine is now available from the Porcupine Health Unit for anyone who is 18 or older. You book an appointment by phone or on the PHU website. Ontario plans to start giving kids aged 12 to 17 the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine by July. Otherwise, officials say the provincial vaccine rollout remains on track. The province also reached a major milestone today, with half of all Ontario adults now having received their first vaccine dose. Well, there won't be any houses going up anytime soon at Flintstone Park. The park now belongs to the city. It was transferred by the Matagami Region Conservation Authority. The plan unveiled in March to sell two housing lots in the northwest corner of the park was a move by the MRCA to add $80,000 to its business plan. Mayor George Peary says Kirkland Lake Gold has donated that amount instead. Councillor Corey Robin is appreciative of the people who took on City Hall to stop the sale of the lots.
I'm really happy that this is coming up, and I'm thankful for the community and the nearby to say, please don't do this.
Flintstone Park is bounded by Vimy Avenue, Ray Street North, Pearl Avenue, and Town Creek. City Councillor Joe Campbell has failed to get the $3 flat rate for bringing garbage to the DeLauro landfill site and Tisdale transfer station scrapped. He also wanted reinstatement of a 100-kilogram-a-month allowance before a tipping fee applies. A motion at last night's council meeting failed to get a seconder, so it failed. Campbell was trying to eliminate dumping in wooded areas and attracting bears into town. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.